When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many playoff appearances since the Victor Cruz game?
Zero.
Happy anniversary, Ev.
Little Victor Cruz dance!
Thank you. Brendan is in Clifton, New Jersey. Brendan.
Guys, we are way overthinking this. There are 17 regular season games each year. Each one of them is way too precious to want anything other than a win. It's that simple. The fact that people are calling up trying to rationalize why they want to win is ridiculous. This is a regular season game in the NFL. I want to win. I have no, desire at all to lose. It's ridiculous.
Brendan, how old are you?
I'm 31. No, 32.
You're 32. So what is the 3 hours of happiness going to get you? Don't you want like the chance to have a
win?
Of
a win in the NFL.
So what? You put your head on your pillow. You wake up the next morning. What changes in your life? You could change the fortunes of a franchise by losing.
You could also screw up the fortunes of a franchise.
It's already screwed up. They got two wins.
I think
we're at the precipice of hell, Helen.
That's the last thing Sean says is the most compelling.
They're 2-12.
Right.
Like, what is a win getting you?
You're 3-12?
You know what a win is? A win is you're a married man. You go into a strip club for a good night with the boys. You walk out. You blow all your money. You had a good time. What do you wake up the next morning with?
Guilt.
Should I have spent that money? Oh, God. I shouldn't have gone in that back room. I mean,
hopefully
you know
just guilt you wake up with.
Yeah, right, amongst other
That's
things.
That's what beating the Falcons is Sunday.
Yeah, I think that Week 18 is very different. If you're playing the Philadelphia Eagles with something on the line, which is entirely possible, let's say you beat the Eagles, they don't get the one seed, right? That's the scenario.
Yeah, it's good.
I could understand and would understand and probably be that guy who's saying, screw it, I want to win. Like, I want to stick it to him. Because last year when the Giants beat the Eagles, as much as you minimized it at the time, Tiki and I were right. Because we told you this could lead to worse things for Philly,
right.
And it did. They That's lost right. the following week.
And when I told you that beating Washington, the Patriots, and Green Bay would be bad, you told me I was wrong. And guess what? We could have Jaden Daniels quarterback in this team.
That's true.
Let's go to Ozzie in Woodridge. Ozzie, Merry Christmas.
What's up, Ozzie?
And Happy New Year to all of you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, safe trip, my man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My new favorite Christmas movie is the latest remake of It's a Wonderful Life.
That's my favorite movie.
Set in Queens. True story.
True story, yes. It is a true story.
Yeah, true story. Yeah, just like Daredevil. Mm-hmm. But
nobody gets that, but that's all right.
I gave Sean his Christmas gift earlier this week, but I'd like to give Evan, Tiki, and Tommy their Christmas gifts today, if I may.
Sure, what do you got for us?
What's up?
All right, Ev, I'm offering you the ability to man up that I have and talk to Una Esposa Latina on your behalf. This way you're going to be able to eat your little snacky poos in your own home upstairs. If you need me to talk to the saintly Sylvia for you,
I think I'm gonna get Bad Tiki to talk to her for me. That's what I'm going to do.
That's going to lead to something else happening upstairs. And trust me, you won't be upstairs for it.
You know why I don't feel so bad about that? I don't know if you guys know this. Bad Tiki is AI.
Sentient
He's
AI.
Not real.
Sentient AI.
So I'm all right. I'm good. I'll take my chances.
All right. Kiki,
yeah.
I'll continue to be the 1975 Irene to your 1975 Ebony, all right, bro?
I like it. Ebony.
Perfect harmony, my man. Ebony. Living in perfect harmony.
And what are you getting, Doodog Tommy Lugauer?
All right. So you mentioned it before, you know, how he only shows up to the podium after Nick W's.
Yes. Hey,
so I got him something so he doesn't have to skip the podium after Nick losses.
What's that?
The Knicks have duds. The Knicks have dogs. We'll spell it O-G-S, though, and not A-W-G-S.
Dogs!
And the Knicks are damaged. So he can use that after their losses.
There you go. That's a great gift. Are you going to do that, Tommy?
This sounds eerily similar to this AI song that you created. They had dudes and dogs that are damaged.
Oh, I remember that one.
Remember that one?
You know, you are so right. You said something the other day. I was reflective. I was in a very AI mood as we reflect on 2024. This is our last full show together of 2024. Everyone else will be here Monday, but I'm lazy and I won't be. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about this year, the year that was. And I did become very obsessive with creating music. And it happened over a short period of time. Like, I stopped doing it. You haven't heard a lot of AI songs over the last few months. It's more sparing. But in the middle of May, I was nuts. Like, I was
yeah,
making...
What caused that?
I think I just got addicted to it. I really thought the music was great.
He also lost his mind with his beard.
I had my beard growing. Yeah, I was crazy. And Loogie's right. The songs I made about the Knicks, the team I hate the most, were my best music. Like, I had, and they weren't negative.
It's because it was emotion.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, the worst thing is apathy.
That's
right,
true.
Right? The edges of emotion are great.
Right.
Elation or hate are great. It's the apathy where you just kind of don't care.
Right. But so, we cared.
You cared.
I cared.
No doubt.
And, like, my Knicks songs weren't all negative. In fact, a lot of them were positive. There was a good mix of negativity and positivity around their playoff run. So, you're right. And I'm hoping the Knicks can supply us with another deep playoff run so I can bring back that kind of awesome music in April and May, because God knows we're not getting that playoff run from the other tenants at Madison Square Garden. Talk about damaged. Mm. I mean, the New York Rangers are done. It's over.
Same record they had in 2014 when they made the cup at this time.
So you believe in the New York Rangers?
Didn't say that.
Well, you just gave a positive attribute towards them.
I just gave you a little anecdote that they're not dead yet.
You just gave a fact.
That's it.
So since they're not dead yet, why don't you agree to bet Tommy Lugauer that the team that goes furthest, the loser, has to dress up like the trophy of the team that didn't go as far, just like last year, and Tommy paid his bet since you're giving me facts about 2014?
Nah, I'm good. Farm Your Own Land.
What's funny is that's Tommy's favorite song from my AI era.
I have AI songs here, a little inside baseball, that Evan created just in case something happened.
Oh, do you remember that one?
I have an AI song driving back from Philly and then being disheartened.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that didn't actually happen, song.
I had it made because I was envisioning going to Philly, which we all did. But the Knicks being eliminated.
Envisioned or perhaps hoping, maybe wishing?
Both. I'd say both. Why, do you want to debut that song?
But first, before we do that, I do have some important news.
We have breaking news.
What sport?
It's not a sport. It's show related.
Show related.
Evan has repeated a lie multiple times on this show.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
The shortest day of the year, the winter solstice.
Yes.
Saturday, December 21st.
Not true.
Yep. 4:21 a.m. It'll take place.
All right, so I'm going to help you out here. You are correct that winter begins at 4:21 on Saturday. Now, just to prove I'm right and you're wrong, why don't you look at sunrise and sunset today, time-wise, and sunset and sunrise tomorrow,
Evan,
and then tell me the shortest day of the year. Go ahead.
Evan, you declared today's the date of the winter solstice.
No.
Tomorrow is the date of the winter solstice. You could play your little calendar games all you want. Apologize to the crowd.
The winter solstice is at 4:20 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow.
The shortest day of the year is today, by 1 minute.
Then those two things are not the same, and you keep telling everybody... Happy start of winter. Today's winter solstice. That's tomorrow.
Well,
apologize to the audience.
I'll give you that. That the winter solstice is technically tomorrow, but
it's not technically tomorrow. It literally is.
It's at 4:19 a.m. But today is the shortest day of the year. Is that a fact, or am I lying about that?
I have the date in front of me. 4:21 tomorrow.
Wait, no, hold on.
We're not asking you that. I'm just asking when the winter solstice
is. I've already admitted. I guess it is tomorrow morning. I did see that this morning. Why I forgot, I don't know. But the shortest day of the year is today.
Do you know what's funny, Evan? Every time I get caught and I'm wrong in something, I back down in the corner to a point I can prove I'm right.
I just did.
Your voice just got louder and high-pitched. I just did.
Did I not just
telling
admit?
Me that you can't take your lunch.
I said he was wrong.
I just said I was wrong.
All right, so then stop telling me to look up what happened. I just said, guys, I'm sorry. I screwed this one up.
Because I said two things, to be fair. I said it's winter solstice day. Wrong about that. It's tomorrow morning at 4:21 a.m. I raised my hand. The other thing I was saying is today is the most depressing, shortest day of the year. That's actually what the first thing I said.
Right. And it's not
and
the
that's
short.
What he cared about more.
But that is true. It is the shortest day.
24 hours.
Stop it. It's the day with the fewest hours or minutes of sunlight.
Look, we get it, bro. Your mind's on North Carolina. We just have to correct you when we can.
My mind, you know what my mind was on? So this morning, my youngest son had one of those holiday shows. Where they sing and they dance. They do all this cute, adorable stuff.
Yeah, that's here comes Santa.
So we were sitting outside waiting for the doors to open. Like, this is a Broadway show. And I was checking the weather here in New York and the weather of where I'm going. And while I was doing that, I was like, is today the shortest day of the year? Is tomorrow the shortest day of the year? And I looked it up. And then, you'll love this, Sean, I started explaining to my wife why we can't get rid of daylight savings time. Because... well, there'll be a flaw with the clock. We'll either get too little sunlight at night during the summer versus it gets too much sun in the morning. And that's what got me that whole web of conversation. But yeah, anyhow, I was about to do something before you interrupted us with that.
Well, perfect. We could do it when we come back on the other end here. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
No, that's not how it works. Damn it, it is how it works. He's right again, that's Sean Morash.